This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not an often noted part of higher education in this country, but colleges and universities here are businesses. Not-for-profit businesses, for the most part, to be sure, but businesses nonetheless. So income, which is to say revenue, matters. According to the Cato Institute, last year the State Department denied the highest percentage of international student visa applications in decades, 35% denial rate. Those students represent something like $26 billion worth of lost tuition over 4 years. Again, that's according to Cato. So as a new school year approaches, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall reports on the economics of foreign students.
COVID-19 gutted international student exchange, but that's changing. Marka Martel with the Institute of International Education says in 2022, the number of international students was nearly a million.
What we've seen is a fortunate return and international students really coming back to U.S. classrooms.
But the return could have been even stronger, the Cato Institute's David Beer.
This is by far the most number of denials that we've ever seen.
Some 220,000 students who colleges had already admitted, including an increasing number from India. U.S. officials in India deny visas more frequently.
There's a high rate of, I would call it, suspicion towards the applicants there and their desire to want to immigrate permanently to the United States.
Beer says the U.S. is leaving talent and money on the table. Miriam Feldblum with the President's Alliance on Higher Education and Immigration says one way foreign students benefit schools is when a class may have just a few American students enrolled.
But if there's five international students as well, then that class goes on.
And international students pay higher tuition, says University of Houston economist Stephen Craig, which is also good for schools.
The rest of the world is working as hard as they can to copy our higher education system.
He says they also contribute research, especially in STEM, benefiting U.S. innovation. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.